Hello, thank you for calling Associated Administrators LLC, Participant Services Department. Your call may be monitored for quality assurance purposes. To continue in English, please press 1. Para continuar, please choose from one of the following. To check the claim status of submitted medical claims, disability claims, or pension and severance claims using our automated benefit system, press 1. If you are a provider and want to verify benefits and eligibility, including claim status, press 2. If you are a participant in...
Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
For benefits and eligibility, press 1. To check claim status, press 2.
Your call is being transferred. Please hold.
Good morning. Thanks for calling Associated Administrators. This is Kier speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Kia. This is Gary from Provider's Office. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Kia, I'm just looking for the claim information that we have sent it to you on July 2nd, 2025. So can you please help me out for this one?
Okay. You said claim information?
Yes.
Okay. May I have a callback number?
717-398-0423 and it's a direct line.
May I have the tax ID?
Tax ID is 232-586-060.
May I have the patient ID number?
Yeah, sure. The patient ID number I have is going to be... it is 8230257-35.
Patient's name and date of birth.
Patient name is October. Patient name is Glenn Hummel, and date of birth is October 14, 1953.
Okay, and what's the date of service for the claim?
Date of service of this claim is March 18, 2025.
Bill amount
of this claim is $1,195.87.
What was the bill amount again, sir?
Bill amount is $1,195.87.
Okay, we don't have that claim on file.
No claim on
file.
I have sent it via fax because, yeah, the claim was going to be processed by your end, but it was partially processed with the bill amount. Let me check.
The $1,166.22?
Yes.
So you resubmitted another claim.
Okay.
Oh, I'm adding
another claim. No, the total bill amount we have sent it on $1,166.22.
Yeah, that's the one we have. We don't have the $1,195.87.
Okay. So what is this, when you have received and what is the status of it right now?
Which one? For the 1,000, because that's the only one we have.
Yes.
$1,166.22?
Yes, correct.
We paid this one a long time ago.
No, but the claim was going to be partially paid because we have talked with one of your representative, name her, let me check, Michael. And Michael stated that they have only received one page and they have partially paid for this claim and rest of the courts were going to be denied because they haven't the claim form as well as the payment detail of the primary insurance. So he was suggested us to resubmit the claim along with the primary EOB on July 2nd, 2025. For this reason, we have resubmitted again to you and looking for the status of it right now.
Okay, what was supposed to happen on July 2nd?
Yeah, July 2nd we have talked with Michael and Michael stated that initially we have verified the detail that the claim form has three pages but the claim was processed only for one page and rest of the two pages are not processed by your end because they haven't received the claim form as well as the explanation of benefits of primary insurance. For this reason, Michael suggests that we need to resubmit the details to you again on the fax number 410-683-7778. Hence, we have resubmitted again to process this one and looking for the status of it right now.
I mean, we paid it. We paid it June 30th.
Yeah, that's the information I have it, but the you have paid... $24.11, am I right?
Correct.
Yeah, but there is a co-insurance amount was left by the primary insurance which is going to be $53.37 as well as there is a code 99214, there is a co-insurance amount $24.11 as well also was the pending for this one. So we have resubmitted because initially the Medicare was processed and there is a $53.37 was patient responsibility. After that there is a code 99214 was denied and we have resubmitted to you, we resubmitted to Medicare. So Medicare reprocessed the claim and paid for the 99214 with the amount and $24.11, which is a co-insurance amount of this one, and you have already paid, but there is a $53.37 was not paid, because the Michael verified the detail that they haven't received the payment information of the primary insurance, so for this reason we have resubmitted to you.
Okay, well, it's August 19th, and you resubmitted that back June. So if that was the case, they would have reprocessed this or put a note on it. What I recommend, because it sounds very confusing, what I recommend is that when you fax something, that you specify what the information is, because they could probably are confused for what you're asking, because whoever you spoke to on July 2nd didn't send anything to medical claims. So they confirmed that they received the fax, but nothing was sent for reprocessing. So what you'll need to do is you're going to have to submit that information, but you're going to have to specify why we need to reprocess it.
Okay, no worries. So I will be resubmitted to you. It's okay.
And make sure the EOB is there with the updated, because you're basically saying that Medicare paid another part and we need to pay another part, correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Because the Medicare was processed the claim twice and you have only paid for the ones, the initial one was not paid by your end, so that's why there is a pending balance which shows in my system. So no worries, I will resubmit it again. And the fax number I had provided to it is the correct fax?
410-683-7778.
Okay. 410-683-7778. Yes, correct.
410-683-7778. Correct.
Okay, wonderful. No worries. So I will be resubmitted again. And may I have the call reference for this one, Kia?
Reference number is B as in boy, M as in Mary, N as in Nancy, 81.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much, Kia, for your help. You have a great rest of your day. Bye for now.